Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. South Thailand hoping improvements make for better tourism. The South Thailand provinces of Pattani and Narathiwat are pretty much at the bottom of the heap in terms of tourism. That is set to change over the next 3 years thanks to upcoming improvements in road and air accessibility. An upgrading of Narathiwat Airport is due for completion by mid-2025. A second bridge linking Malaysia and Thailand at the Sungai Kalut border crossing is set to start construction in April 2025 and budgeted for completion by 2027. A delegation of ambassadors and diplomats escorted on a familiarization trip to the south between 11 to 13 June 2024 had a chance to come up to speed with both projects. The trip was organized by the Thai Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MFA, and the Southern Border Province's Administrative Center, SBPC, to showcase the changes taking place in the Muslim-majority provinces of Yala, Pattani, and Narathiwat. The group included diplomats from Brunei Darussalam, Egypt, Iran, Malaysia, Maldives, Nigeria, Indonesia, and Uzbekistan, along with four ambassadors of Thailand to Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates and Turkey, and several senior MFA officials. The SBPAC is the primary agency responsible for overseeing development in the region. The envoys learnt about the current situation and government policies to promote a multicultural society in the southern border provinces, and the economic potential in terms of infrastructure, trade and investment, halal-related business, and tourism. They visited various places that showcased the strength of the area and received briefings on the social, cultural and economic development plans. Boosting travel and tourism was clearly identified as being a mainstream agenda. This map shows the geographical locations of the 14 southern Thai provinces and their proximity to Malaysia. Picture credit, WikiTravel. As the charts below show, the years of unrest have clearly hurt visitor arrivals and hotel occupancies. Of the 14 provinces categorized as being part of South Thailand, 6 have direct airport access and enjoy bumper visitor arrivals. The 7th, Narathiwat, is lagging. Amongst the 4 Thai provinces bordering Malaysia, Satin and Songkhla on the western side of the peninsula have done far better than Yala and Narathiwat on the east. In all 3 charts, Pattani is at the bottom of the heap, with Narathiwat not much further above. This is what the Thailand government plans to change. The first project heading for completion is the upgrade of Narathiwat Airport. A 12,000 SQM passenger terminal is under construction at a cost of 639 million baht to boost the passenger movements to 600 per hour or approximately 1.7 million people per year. The current 3,000 SQM terminal will be converted to handle flights taking Muslim pilgrims for the annual Hajj. The 2,500-meter runway can take wide-body jets and considered okay for the moment. This is what the terminal looks like presently. Stats on passenger and aircraft movements at Narathiwat Airport. This is what the airport will look like after completion of the new terminal. The second project is the border crossing bridge between Thailand and Malaysia. These images below show the current bridge and slides of the new bridge, along with artists' impressions. The river which forms the border between Thailand, on the right side, and Malaysia, at Sungai Kalut. The current bridge between the two border checkpoints, with Malaysia on the far side. The border checkpoint on the Thai side. The rider just a few steps away from the Malaysian border. Unfortunately, I was not carrying my passport or else I would have walked over for some great curry laksa. The slides below explain the new bridge projects in the pipeline. A railway line has been in limbo since 2001. The railway bridge is lying unused, right next to the road bridge. This is the railway bridge extending into the Thai side. This slide below shows the 5-point development agenda that is driving the collaboration. A lot of work lies ahead. Article source: eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.